بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I was speaking to somebody yesterday and I was talking about club memberships, and I said to the person that I said, why don't you, meaning Muslims, get together and create a social club with a safe environment? So this person looked very surprised and they said, what is unsafe about the environment in our club, meaning the present club which they are members of? And it struck me, therefore, the whole concept of safety itself is something that we need to think about and we need to reflect on. We understand the concept of water pollution. We understand the concept of air pollution. Can you see air pollution? We live in a country where the air in our cities is among the most polluted in the world. But can you see it? Physically you can't see it. Does it smell different? It doesn't smell different. But is it different? You can bet your life it is different. Take an x-ray of your lungs and you will know exactly how different it is. Similarly, a person smoking, no matter what you tell him about the effect of nicotine, the effect of tar and so on and so forth on his lungs, he won't believe it, he can't see it. But take a picture of his lungs and you will see how all the alveoli are full of carbon and the capacity to exchange oxygen and so on is hugely reduced and so on and so forth. Similarly, is the issue of safety as far as our spiritual safety is concerned. Today we think safety means I don't get kidnapped, I don't get mugged, my pocket doesn't get picked. This is safety. Yes, it is safety. I don't deny that. But that is not the only safety. And that is not even the biggest safety. If you get mugged and your wallet is stolen, it is replaceable. It's a bit of a nuisance in that you have to cancel your credit cards and get them reissued and so on. And today they have made it easy because even if somebody goes and runs up a bill of $1 million on the credit card, you won't get charged for it. The moment you report that it is stolen, the credit card company takes the loss. They don't pass it on to you. So there is not even that. Whatever else is in the wallet is all replaceable. So big deal. So also with any other kind of physical issues, which are all replaceable, and which even if you can't replace them, my point is that may Allah protect us from all harm. Supposing you are physically harmed in whichever way, and so you live with that memory of that physical harm for how long? As long as you live, or as long as your brain works, whichever gives out first, and then it's gone, finished. Halas, there is no residue of that. But what about spiritual safety? What about what is happening to our ruh in an atmosphere where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being openly challenged and disobeyed, apparently without any retribution? What about the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made haram, which is consumption of alcohol, which is gambling, which is fornication and all that leads to it, which is music, which results in or leads to, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it leads to fornication. I know many Muslims who will listen to this. They may not say it in so many words out of adab, but they will say, well, this is, you know, I have been listening to music all my life, I have never fornicated, so how is this true? You have been smoking all your life, you never got cancer yet. Does it mean that therefore smoking does not produce cancer? The Prophet ﷺ is talking about the tendency of something to do something. What about spiritual safety? What about, for example, you are teaching your children that free mixing of genders is not a safe thing. Girls and boys playing together, mixing together. I won't even talk about dancing and so on and so forth. Does it not happen in your clubs? And you say, no, but you see, my children are not going there. Don't your children know that it is happening? Don't they pass by the place? Are they not invited there by their friends who are going there? Now, the issue is, Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah said, a drop of water when rain falls, this is a drop of water of the rain falls into the hands of a person, the hands are clean and pure and the person can drink that water. Same drop of water, the water hasn't changed, same drop of water falls into a gutter and it is not drinkable anymore. It has become filthy, dirty. Same drop of water falls on a lotus leaf and a ray of sun strikes it and it shines like a pearl. Same drop of water falls into an oyster and it turns into a pearl. That last part is actually not true, because pearls are not formed by drops of rainwater falling into oysters. That is a legend. Actually, pearls are formed when an oyster gets a grain of sand in it and it generates the pearl around the sand to get rid of the irritation. After all, the pearl is at the bottom of the ocean. How can a raindrop even reach that? But anyway, let not the science take away the beauty of the metaphor. But the point is, what Imam Al-Ghazali rahmatullah is saying is that the drop of water is the same. What has changed is the environment, is the sohbat, is the company that the drop of water is keeping. If the drop of water by itself is pure, alhamdulillah, you are pure, your children are pure, but you will remain pure as long as you don't fall into a gutter. If you fall into a septic tank, if you fall into a gutter, you are not pure anymore. So the raindrop is pure as long as it stays in a clean environment. If it goes into a filthy environment, it becomes filthy. Now, if the raindrop is telling itself that, no, I am pure, and even though I am in a cesspit, even though I am in a septic tank, even though I am in a gutter, I am still pure, then that is a raindrop which is suffering from dementia. It's crazy. There's no way that's going to happen. And that is why the issue of the environment. Today, we have done two things. This clubs is one thing, but the other thing which is probably even more dangerous is what we have brought into our house. If I walk into your house, and I'm giving my example not because I would do it, but because I'm sitting here and you can't take an offense if I give my example. If I give your example, you might get offended. If I walk into your house with a bottle of whiskey and say, please get a few glasses, you know, let's have a drink. And you say, what's this? I mean, I'm a Muslim. Why do you bring whiskey into my house? He said, no, I'm not asking you to drink. I will drink. What will you tell me? You will tell me, please get out. Leave my house now. But I submit to you that you are permitting the consumption of alcohol. You are permitting the consumption of whiskey in your house. You are permitting fornication in your house. You are permitting people to have affairs with each other in your house. Are you doing it or not doing it? Tell me. Are you permitting this or you are not permitting this? Every one of you. Or almost every one of you. You call it different names. You call it soap operas. You call it television serial. You call it bold and beautiful, which is neither bold nor beautiful. You call it advertisement. You call it cheerleaders. You call it ODI. You can call whatever, you can call it anything you like, no problem. It does not change the nature of the thing. It does not change the nature of the thing. One of the papers I write for, the owner of the newspaper, very big, very wealthy people, his son came to Hyderabad and he phoned me and he said, my father has sent a gift for you. Can I please come and give it? I said, most welcome. So he came, he brought a bag and he gave it to me. I put it aside. He had a cup of tea and so on and he went away. When I opened the bag, what do I find? I find a bottle of Old Monk. Eh? So I said, Alhamdulillah. So my wife said, why are you saying Alhamdulillah? I said, because now I have the opportunity to relive and rekindle a sunnah of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. So I took that old monk and I smashed it on a rock on the other side of this. I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me the opportunity of doing what the Sahaba did. And some of you might say, well, you know, what a waste of the old monk. At least you would have given it to some friends. I've got friends. I have friends who would have touched my feet and taken it with great respect and who would have loved me forever and ever after that. Now, the friend who sent me this, he should have known better, but he didn't. But I thought to myself that, you know, I mean, to send a bottle of alcohol to a Muslim is an insult. But the reality is that that friend of mine lives in a city in this country where, I won't say all because I haven't done an actual survey of the number of people, but the vast majority of the wealthy and the influential Muslims, they don't drink alcohol once in a while, they drink alcohol regularly. Regularly. We went to, they invited us, we had gone there, my wife and I had gone to that place, and these people, they invited us for dinner. And by then, of course, they knew everything, so there was no alcohol there. But before the dinner, we were invited to one of the best clubs in that place. He said, we'll meet there and then we'll go home for dinner. Said, okay. So we went there. And one of their Muslim friends, who is at that time the chief secretary, IAS officer, he was also invited to meet us because we are Muslims, he's Muslim and so on. So he came, we came, we sat down there, and the son of this friend of mine, he says to the other person, he says, Uncle so-and-so, you are usual, right? He said, no, today I will just have lime juice. I said, Alhamdulillah, Allah gives me izzah. Because of my presence and my wife's presence, today he has only lime juice. The interesting thing is that this friend of mine, this non-Muslim friend of mine, who is offering alcohol to the Muslim, he himself doesn't drink. He does not drink. The This is the level of our character. This is, and then we say, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not accepting our dua? That is like George Bush Jr. saying, why don't the people, why does everybody hate us, America? Why don't people love us? Everybody laughed at him and said, what an idiot. Why doesn't everyone love you? What should people do with us? When we say, why doesn't Allah accept our dua? They should fall down laughing. Accept your dua. Safety is an issue of perception of threat. Do we see the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a threat? Do we see an atmosphere of the disobedience of Allah as a threat? That is the question. And believe me, it doesn't mean that if you don't see the threat is no longer there. It means that if you don't see the threat, then the threat will kill you. Because you don't even see the threat. And that's why I'm saying, this atmosphere, external atmosphere of the clubs, and internal atmosphere of, this one I can safely say your homes, because my home does not have that, which is your television sets and all the garbage that you watch on it. This is a lethal threat. This is a very dangerous atmosphere that you are creating to desensitize yourself and your children from the contagion of sin, from the contagion of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you get desensitized, then to do that becomes easier and easier. In any case, you are doing that because if people on your TV screen, if sin is happening and you are watching, then you are participating in that sin, whether you agree or not, whether you think so or not, that is actually what is happening. So you are participating in it and you are earning the reward of that, and you are desensitizing yourself to that, where gradually your heart will die. Your heart will die if it's not dead already. We have to rekindle that. We have to put life back into that heart, which is possible. But for that, you have to change the atmosphere. The raindrop which has fallen into the gutter must get out of that gutter and clean itself. It cannot clean itself inside that gutter. Remove yourself from that gutter. Resign these haram club memberships. Take that television set and throw it in the garbage. And don't fool yourself. No, I am only watching news. What is the use of your watching news? You cannot influence one single tick in that news. You will get the same news out of the newspaper. You get the same news out of many other places without all the garbage that comes in from the television set. Throw it in the garbage. Don't give it to somebody else because you are polluting someone else's life. You do that, and if you don't want to do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you, because you will see on the day of judgment when you stand before Allah the effect of this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand what is safety and to enable us to seek a safe atmosphere and to live in that like the Sahaba did. Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.